This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a certain metaphysical quality to our lead story today about the healthcare bill that we hear the Senate is working on. I say we hear they're working on it because there is, as yet, no public draft of the thing, no hearing scheduled, no nothing, just senatorial assurances. So those in Washington whose business is legislation, that is lobbyists and interest groups, face a conundrum. How can you have a seat at the table to weigh in on a bill affecting almost 20% of the American economy when, by all appearances, there is no table at which to have a seat? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Dick Woodruff does a lot of lobbying on Capitol Hill for the American Cancer Society.
Normally, when the Senate is doing a big bill, they'll have hearings. We are often asked to bring in our experts or our meeting with committee staff. None of that's really taking place at this point.
The best a lot of health advocacy groups have gotten in terms of access is meetings with low-level staff who don't really know what's going on. The American Heart Association has had the same experience.
We've really tried to play a constructive role in this process, and we feel like, frankly, most times we're talking to the wall.
Sue Nelson does advocacy for the American Heart Association. Now, to some extent, it's normal for some groups who aren't tight with whomever's in power to feel a little left out of the legislative process. But this level of secrecy is different. Paul Pearson, professor of political science at UC Berkeley.
I'm not even sure the Patriot Act was as hidden as this, but for what you would consider normal legislation, there's never been anything like this for major legislation.
So a lot of groups are basing what they know on the bill that passed the House and taking their concerns directly to voters. Again, the American Heart Association's Sue Nelson.
To make certain that their constituents and our patients know what the impact of the bill will be on their lives.
The AARP and American Cancer Society have gone in on ad campaigns either opposing the bill or calling for protection of pre-existing conditions and keeping people covered. A Quinnipiac poll back in May reported that only 21% of Americans approve of the Republican health care plan. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.